Adoption fees are now waived for dogs over 6 months old at the Walker County Animal Shelter as the facility faces overcrowding. Shelter officials say they're at full capacity after 26 dogs arrived in just 1 week. The fee waiver runs through February the 28th and is aimed at helping more dogs find homes and freeing up kennel space. The shelter is open Monday through Saturday from 10 until 4. Fort Oglethorpe police say a reported attempted abduction at the Burger King on Battlefield Parkway has been determined to be false. According to the Fort Oglethorpe Police Department, officers responded February 17th after an employee reported a masked man in a black van tried to lure her outside. An investigation, including surveillance review, found the incident never occurred. Police say the false report is being handled appropriately. A Griffin, Georgia man has pleaded guilty to murdering his girlfriend in Catoosa County. 34-year-old Joseph Mays entered a guilty plea February 10th in Catoosa County Superior Court for the malice murder of Jamie Wiley. Prosecutors say Mays shot Wiley inside their camper in January of 2025 and then dumped her body near Chief Richard Taylor Nature Trail, which is where it was found the next morning. The Georgia Department of Corrections says Mays was sentenced to life in prison with parole eligibility after 30 years. We've got more news after this. Georgia Power says customers could see slightly lower electric bills this summer. The company has filed fuel and storm cost recovery plans with the Georgia Public Service Commission. If approved, the average customer would save about $1.32 per month. Officials say fuel savings will offset storm cost, including damage from Hurricane Helene. The commission will review the proposal before making a final decision. You can find details on these stories and lots more on our website. Visit discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.